Unit 7, Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A, Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are five recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Who gave you the dog as a pet? Who gave you the dog as a pet?
2. If you can help me to resolve the problem, I will grin from ear to ear. If you can help me to resolve the problem, I will grin from ear to ear.
3. You can't go against the advice of your colleagues and resign. You can't go against the advice of your colleagues and resign.
4. I'd like to go back to my house before dark. I'd like to go back to my house before dark.
5. We hope our goods will turn out to your entire satisfaction. We hope our goods will turn out to your entire satisfaction.
6. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. The packing must be strong enough to withstand rough handling.
You can rest assured that the goods will be packed in new wood cases.
Question. What does the woman mean? The packing must be strong enough to withstand rough handling.
You can rest assured that the goods will be packed in new wood cases.
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. What about getting together for a chat?
Oh, good idea. How about 15:18 tomorrow afternoon?
7. What about getting together for a chat?
Oh, good idea. How about 15:18 tomorrow afternoon?
Question. When will they have a chat? What about getting together for a chat?
Oh, good idea. How about 15:18 tomorrow afternoon?
Question. When will they have a chat? Eight. Will John definitely be back by the weekend?
I am sure he will, for he never breaks his promise.
Question. What does the woman mean? Will John definitely be back by the weekend?
I am sure he will, for he never breaks his promise.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Nine. Water pollution has also increased with urban development.
It's a serious problem. We must take action at once.
Question. What's the man's attitude? Water pollution has also increased with urban development.
It's a serious problem. We must take action at once.
Question. What's the man's attitude?
Ten. My objective this summer is to learn to swim.
It's also a good way to reduce weight. I'd like to go with you.
Question. What does the woman think of swimming? My objective this summer is to learn to swim.
It's also a good way to reduce weight. I'd like to go with you.
Question. What does the woman think of swimming?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading.
Most small business owners dream of the day when they will finally find true success. If you are new in business, this vision will drive many of your day-to-day decisions. If your business is stable, you may use this daydream to keep you motivated to push forward. For many people, success comes in the form of slow and controlled growth, carefully cultivated over a period of time. This type of success may require hard work, but is easy to maintain. For some, however, the fantasy of becoming an overnight sensation will eventually come into reality. This type of success can easily turn from a dream into a nightmare, however. Second reading.
Most small business owners dream of the day when they will finally find true success. If you are new in business, this vision will drive many of your day-to-day decisions. If your business is stable, you may use this daydream to keep you motivated to push forward. For many people, success comes in the form of slow and controlled growth, carefully cultivated over a period of time. This type of success may require hard work, but is easy to maintain. For some, however, the fantasy of becoming an overnight sensation will eventually come into reality. This type of success can easily turn from a dream into a nightmare. However,
final reading. Most small business owners dream of the day when they will finally find true success. If you are new in business, this vision will drive many of your day-to-day decisions. If your business is stable, you may use this daydream to keep you motivated to push forward. For many people, success comes in the form of slow and controlled growth, carefully cultivated over a period of time. This type of success may require hard work, but is easy to maintain. For some, however, the fantasy of becoming an overnight sensation will eventually come into reality. This type of success can easily turn from a dream into a nightmare, however. Unit 8, Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the two persons talking about?
You will read, A, New York City. B, an evening party. C, an air trip. D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin. 1. Equal does not always mean the same. Men and women are created equal, but boys and girls are not born the same. Agree?
Yeah, boys grow their fingernails long because they're too lazy to cut them. Girls grow their fingernails long, not because they look nice, but because they can dig them into a boy's arm.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Two. I enjoy all kinds of sports. What kind of sports do you like?
Football had appealed to me very much before I learned to play tennis. Now I think nothing can compare with basketball.
Question. What kind of sports does the man like best now?
Three. Can you take a credit card for the deposit?
Yes, sure. Also, I'd like a non-smoking room, please.
Question. What kind of room does the woman want?
Four. I'd like to know if I can apply for a credit card online to make payment.
Yes, you can.
Question. Where does the woman want to apply for a credit card? Question. Where does the woman want to apply for a credit card?
5. Did you hear the holiday restaurant is a nice place to eat in?
But I hear the Lily is much better. The food is tasty and the service is good.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
I've heard so much about credit cards, but I don't know what a credit card is.
A credit card is a little plastic identification plate that you carry in your wallet. Credit cards are issued by banks, travel agencies, and credit associations of all kinds.
I've no idea how to use it.
When paying for a meal in a restaurant or buying something in a store, you merely produce your card and say, charge it, and then everything is done for you.
Is it so easy and so magic?
Easy, yes, but it is never magic. You have to pay the bills eventually. The credit card company demands payment of all your bills. If you don't pay promptly, they will revoke your credit card and it will be difficult to get another.
So it's very foolish to misuse credit cards.
You are right. Credit cards are really convenient for most people, but it is the availability of so much easy credit that causes some people to get into debt.
People should not live beyond their means. Even if you have good credit, you must use your card carefully.
That's where the problem lies. Living in such an affluent society, some people just can't resist the temptations of so many nice things. They tend to misuse credit cards.
To avoid financial problems, people should do a little financial planning to keep an account of their incomes and expenses.
Yeah, you said it. We need good money management. And only thus can we bring the credit system into good play.
Questions 6. What will happen to your credit card if you fail to pay all your bills promptly?
Seven. Why do credit cards easily get some people into debt?
I've heard so much about credit cards, but I don't know what a credit card is.
A credit card is a little plastic identification plate that you carry in your wallet. Credit cards are issued by banks, travel agencies, and credit associations of all kinds.
I've no idea how to use it.
When paying for a meal in a restaurant or buying something in a store, you merely produce your card and say, charge it, and then everything is done for you.
Is it so easy and so magic?
Easy, yes, but it is never magic. You have to pay the bills eventually. The credit card company demands payment of all your bills. If you don't pay promptly, they will revoke your credit card and it will be difficult to get another.
So it's very foolish to misuse credit cards.
You are right. Credit cards are really convenient for most people, but it is the availability of so much easy credit that causes some people to get into debt.
People should not live beyond their means. Even if you have good credit, you must use your card carefully.
That's where the problem lies. Living in such an affluent society, some people just can't resist the temptations of so many nice things. They tend to misuse credit cards.
To avoid financial problems, people should do a little financial planning to keep an account of their incomes and expenses.
Yeah, you said it. We need good money management. And only thus can we bring the credit system into good play.
Questions 6. What will happen to your credit card if you fail to pay all your bills promptly?
Seven. Why do credit cards easily get some people into debt?
Conversation 2.
Any luck finding a new job?
None. I even went to a fortune teller to find out what's wrong.
Let me guess. He told you to buy a new outfit.
No, he said my nose is too flat, so bosses don't think I'm trustworthy.
You actually believe in fortune tellers?
Of course. Anyway, I'm seeing my plastic surgeon, Dr. Dave, on Friday.
This is like your third operation in the last few months. How do you pay for it all?
Where there is a credit card, there is a way.
But credit cards still have to be paid off. And with no job...
You sound like my old brother. Once I get a job, I'll pay them off.
Credit cards are really dangerous, though. They offer you really low introductory interest rates.
I know. I love that. I've got one at 0% and two at 7%.
But those will go up. Most credit card rates are around 15 to 18%.
So I'll have to pay a little more in the long run?
Try a lot more. Most of your monthly bills are paying off interest and not what you bought.
But they're so easy to use. Come on, dinner at the mall, my treat.
Questions 8. Why does the woman want a third operation?
Nine. How does the woman pay for her operation?
Ten. Who will pay for their dinner? Any luck finding a new job?
None. I even went to a fortune teller to find out what's wrong.
Let me guess. He told you to buy a new outfit.
No, he said my nose is too flat, so bosses don't think I'm trustworthy.
You actually believe in fortune tellers?
Of course. Anyway, I'm seeing my plastic surgeon, Dr. Dave, on Friday.
This is like your third operation in the last few months. How do you pay for it all?
Where is a credit card? Once I get a job...
But credit cards still have to be paid off. And with no job...
You sound like my old brother. Once I get a job, I'll pay them off.
Credit cards are really dangerous, though. They offer you really low introductory interest rates.
I know. I love that. I've got one at 0% and two at 7%.
But those will go up. Most credit card rates are around 15 to 18%.
So I'll have to pay a little more in the long run?
Try a lot more. Most of your monthly bills are paying off interest and not what you bought.
But they're so easy to use. Come on, dinner at the mall, my treat.
Questions 8. Why does the woman want a third operation?
Nine. How does the woman pay for her operation?
Ten. Who will pay for their dinner? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. Both passages, you will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answer on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
This is my bad experience. 2 years ago, I was with a guy that had money management problems. He applied for a credit card and without my knowledge added me as a secondary. When the cards came in and he gave me mine, I was furious. I called the credit card company to cancel my card and was told that I couldn't do that because I wasn't the primary card holder. I told this to my then boyfriend and told him to cancel. Later that day, he said it was done. We split up a few months later, and about a year ago, I applied for an apartment and was denied. Well, it turns out he didn't cancel the card after all, and charged his card and never made payments. Now it's on my credit, and I think it's $5,000. That credit card company won't even tell me the amount. But I had a creditor statement in his name forwarded to my new address a few months later with it in a few weeks. I've asked the guy to get me a notarized letter admitting fault, which will clear my credit in a few weeks to months, but he won't. What can I do?
Questions. 11. When did she have a boyfriend who had money management problems?
Who applied for the credit card?
13. Why couldn't she cancel her card?
14. Why was her application for an apartment denied?
15. What did she ask the guy to do when she found out?
which will clear my credit in a few weeks to months, but he won't. What can I do?
Questions. 11. When did she have a boyfriend who had money management problems? Thirteen. Why couldn't she cancel her card?
14. Why was her application for an apartment denied?
15. What did she ask the guy to do when she found out?